Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of curcumin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking curcumin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curcumin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM95 curcumin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
East Idaho weather, we're looking for temperatures holding into the mid to upper 40s for the next couple of afternoons. It's going to stay quite gusty in the wind department because we have another cold front digging out of Montana for Thursday. Slight chance of mountain snow showers along that cold front. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for Newstalk 97.7 FM.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, again, 49 degrees today, partly cloudy conditions later, and the wind starting to pick up as well. 25 right now in Rexburg, 23 Pocatello, and 26 in Idaho Falls. It's time for the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Bill and Dasha are in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, and wind is starting to pick up?
It is. It will get even worse.
Haven't we had wind, like, for the last... ions and months.
Yes.
Overturned trucks.
It's East Idaho, yeah. 65-mile-an-hour winds.
Well, we'll deal with it. What choice do we have? Welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on 97.7 FM. Every Wednesday morning, right here, we bring you the best in information on nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle, changes in choices, and hopefully you're gaining some knowledge and you get tools to maybe present to your doctor and maybe not necessarily jump on a prescription drug or a procedure if there is something you can do. And we're pretty good at chronic conditions and nutritional advice, whether it's gluten-free or allergies or insulin resistance and low sugar. We have a lot of tools to offer you. Wealthofhealthnutrition.com is our website, full of information, schedule of radio guests, events, etc. And if you have friends or relatives listening every Wednesday morning or this morning, let them log in or let them know to log in into eastidahonews.com, listen live button, and they can stream this program. You can also send us an email, health@ida.net. And Dasha, good morning.
Good morning.
Your headphones are working?
Yes.
All right.
They were a little loud. Felt like you guys were going to blast my ears off.
No, I don't know. Maybe Steve has a hearing problem. What's on your list this morning? And it's open lines, by the way, 524-8255. 524-8255. Any questions, comments? I guess first thing we could throw out that we have a great event this Saturday. Susan Bell, the author of one of the best gluten-free cooking books, is going
local.
To be... Yeah, local. I think she's based out of Rexburg.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be signing her new revised gluten-free recipe book on Saturday between 1 and 2 o'clock, from 1 and 2 at the store. So stop in, chat with Susan if you're gluten-free, and we have so many people coming
or
out.
Or wanting to be, or
experimenting or asking questions and maybe looking at some of the symptoms or some of the conditions they're dealing with and maybe trying to attribute it to gluten-free. She's a wealth of knowledge. We've had her sign numerous times before, had her on the show here. The book is really good if somebody is in need of gluten-free recipes. So from 1 to 2 on Saturday, the 22nd, this Saturday, Susan will be at the store. Pop in and check her out. So that's a big event. And we'll bring this out early. Our semi-annual sale starts next Monday for all of the consumers who are just generally in town. But if you happen to be listening this morning And you are also maybe a fan of ours on Facebook. Those are the only two groups of people who can take advantage of the sale early. So come in, tell our employees that you either a Facebook fan or you heard on the radio program, and you can take advantage of the discounts, anything from 5% on appliances and some of the things that we really have very little room to work with, all the way up to 20% additional. This is in addition to our everyday low prices, up to 20% on supplements and sports nutrition, bars, things like that.
Just varies.
Yep, it'll vary.
By department.
Yep.
Well, one of the exciting things, and it should be in this week, I'm really hoping that they come in. We have some really great new teas, and you know I'm a big tea fan. And some of the teas are going to be rooibos-based, and I don't think people really know all the health benefits of rooibos tea. So some of the teas are actually going to be iced teas, which I know it's a little bit early, but a lot of people drink iced teas all winter. And they're going to be rooibos-based, so there's flavors like strawberry basil, for example, and they make a quart. Now, some of the health benefits of rooibos, and it's people drink it in South Africa, even in Botswana, but I basically think it's a South African tea, right?
It's just an African red bush is the technical name for it, so I don't know where it grows predominantly and where it's harvested, where the organic farms are.
I just know they drink it a lot in South Africa.
And in camps.
Botswana.
Yeah. And we've had rooibos tea for years and years, but it's just not getting the publicity like green tea, for example, unless you are a connoisseur of the industry. But Alveda and traditional, I mean, they've had rooibos
teas. But most of these rooibos are just your plain rooibos tea. And, for example, some of the rooibos, because I like some of the flavored teas, they just give it a nice little addition. Like I said, the strawberry basil, a sangria-type flavor,
right,
which is kind of fruity. A lemon rooibos. Mm-hmm. But rooibos is caffeine-free, so for people who do not want any extra caffeine. And it's powerful. It has a lot of powerful antioxidants, two types of polyphenols that help protect against free radicals. It also has like a high mineral content. Magnesium is one of them. And it also helps a lot of stomach complaints. And there was a recent study that was just done on skin conditions, including acne, psoriasis, and eczema, that rooibos tea will help benefit. Also making the tea bag and putting it on the skin directly. So I'm really excited about
and
those
rooibos teas. And so some of your iced teas, these will be coming in these large bags that
make a quart
of tea rather than a cup of tea. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's more like a...
Well, that's for the iced teas. Yeah, but then there's the other rooibos teas, which are different flavored ones. So.
And rooibos by itself, even without any additives, is a great tasting tea. People complain about green tea, that it has a specific sort of a taste, but rooibos is just a great tasting tea.
Well, the thing with green tea, I think with anything, you need to acquire a taste for it. It's just like if you are a milk drinker and you think you're going to switch to an almond milk or a rice milk, and you can do it, but don't expect it to be
taste like
milk. Just like if you are a black tea drinker, you can't expect your green tea to taste like your black tea. Now, mm-hmm. I've kind of switched. I do like black teas, but I drink more green teas because of the health benefits.
Right.
And now I've almost preferred the taste of green teas over the black teas.
Right. And it's milder than the black tea. Black tea, is definitely a stronger taste.
Well, but see, and I'm going to be doing this during our sale. I'm going to do a tea brewing sampling. I mean, like, I've got this dessert tea coming in. I'm going to do one of our black teas because I have a peach apricot tea coming in. I've got some Kyoto Rose Japanese tea. So I want to do a tea sampling and explain how you actually want to brew teas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are specific instructions.
There's a science to brewing tea. There are, around the world, there are tea shops that only do teas. And of course, the Europeans and the Brits, but up and down the eastern seaboard, you have professional tea shops, and it's a science. I mean, it's really...
Well, you know, this catalog, one of the catalogs that I was ordering from, they import from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That catalog was an inch thick of different kinds of teas. It is so overwhelming how many teas there are in different estates and the quality of the teas.
Do you remember when I was traveling to Kazakhstan and I told you when I walked into a grocery store, a big supermarket, probably quarter of a department where the coffees and teas were, I mean, and this was a huge supermarket, was teas in bulk, almost like barrels. And some of the names that I never even heard of and didn't recognize, and I was looking at it like, oh my God, we have that many coffees. They have 10 times as many teas.
We do have the teas here too, but people just need to be exposed to it and just develop a taste for it.
Right, and the medicinal benefits of tea.
Not to say coffee has some benefits too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Each one has its place. You just have to do things in moderation.
Yep, nothing smells like a fresh brewed pot of coffee walking through the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning when they do it. But the taste, clearly the tea is right up there. And, you know, I am really excited. Yesterday we got probably, 20 new bars in. The Nugo brand and the Power Crunch with your choices of gluten-free. All of them are higher protein. All of them are lower sugar. The Power Crunch, even their chocolate, regular chocolate bar, is an equal protein to carb with nuts.
And it tastes like a dessert.
It tastes like a dessert. Great line. I'm so psyched about getting rid of the old traditional rubbery power bars and Clif bars that are just, to me, are junk, high sugar, with the options that people now have.
One thing that these Power Crunch bars are good for is when people want to reach for something like a Snickers bar or a candy bar, you can get the same type of satisfaction from these bars
with a longer satiety
and getting the protein in it.
Right. And they're under 200 calories, most of them. And it's the Kit Kat consistency, which we used to have years ago in the ISS line. For whatever reason, they discontinued them. Not sure why, but these guys stepped in a few years ago, and we finally got a hold of them and brought them in. So they're all on the shelf. Come and check it out. I particularly like it in the evening for a dessert, for example.
I was going to say that. That's one of your things. You like to stick it in the freezer.
I used to keep them in the freezer and then pull one out, and if you wanted to have a little bit of milk or whatever, it's a cookies and milk type approach, except you're getting low-sugar, high-protein snack that's much, much healthier and better for you than a pile of junk dessert. So I'm really psyched about all the new bars.
And also, during our sale next week, we're going to have all kinds of demos every day. And the weekend, it'll be really heavy. I mean, Steve and Harry will be sampling their coffee.
I know. People will forget about next weekend. It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend.
But I'm also going to have a manicurist doing manicures because we have this fantastic, and I talked about it last,
nail polish. Yeah.
They have less chemicals than what you get out on the market. And
some of our
last.
Employees think that they're the best nail polishes they've ever tried.
I was impressed. I mean, I really was impressed because I have oily nail beds and nothing holds on my nails, and it held a good week. So I'm going to have somebody coming in. And
so Steve and Harry's are demoing, and Mom's Gluten Free is demoing both Friday and Saturday of next week. And then we'll have Dave Whelan doing his popcorn with coconut oil, and Stephanie from Nutraceutical, I think, is going to make Rosalyn Power
drink
with maca and cacao. Yeah, so be a lot of events, and we're getting boxes and boxes of samples from every manufacturer with tons of foods and supplements.
So
and
everybody
creams
who
and
buys
ointments.
Something is getting supplements.
Samples and getting into the drawings. It's our big sale. We only do it twice a year, so people look for it. They wait and they ask. Three times a year didn't work because summertime people are not around to support it big time. But if you want to do it a third time, maybe I'll be laying on the beach someplace. You can do it. All right. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle choices, this is the place to ask your questions.
The last thing I was going to follow up with, the Mineral Fusion, we just got in their lip crayons. And they're really great. It's like a big fat pen, and it stays on. It's like a lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I was
but
going...
But people can't try them, right? Because you don't sample.
Yeah, we have sample. I mean,
on your hand.
Yeah. to find your color. But the one thing that I want to urge ladies to think about is that if you're buying a lot of lip glosses out there, they are full of propylene glycol. And in our lifetime, if we're using those, we will end up with, they said, like 6 pounds of ingesting that in your body.
And it's a very powerful estrogenic compound. So sometimes you wonder why you have certain things happening in your body with excessive maybe abdominal weight gain, maybe excessive amount of female symptoms associated with menopause or PMS, the heavier than normal symptoms. A lot of it can be attributed and has been attributed to overload of estrogen and these
The
wrong kind of estrogen and all these chemicals and pesticides and plastics and sprays that we get on our lawn, all of them act as estrogenic compounds on the body. They occupy the receptors that the body vacates or gives up as you get into menopause, for example. Those are the bad estrogens that have adverse effects on many functions in the body. And so you need to start thinking of what else are you doing to yourself, not just from the facial products and parabens and hair products and cleaning soaps and detergents that are full of these estrogenic compounds that may be affecting your health.
Because you think, if you think only one, you go, oh, that's not that much. But then you think about the things you're putting on your skin, the things you're putting in your hair. Like you said, warming up things in the microwave
in the plastic containers.
Then you're having them come, lawn care people come out and spray your lawn. If you're a big golfer, golf courses are loaded with chemicals because they keep them in pristine. You think you're out in nature, but you're also out in a pesticide. You're walking in.
Yep, and if you live out in the county where the planes overfly the fields and drop the chemicals, you get that as well. And we see this every summer in our house because we're bordering some fields. So
and the cars.
With the exhaust, with fumes.
Yeah, you're just getting bombarded. So it's one piece after another, layers after layers. So if you can do some things that are cleaner than others, like replace your lip gloss so you're not eating it, replace some of the makeups that you're putting on your face.
And we forgot the biggest thing is the food we eat. All the estrogenic compounds and hormones, antibiotics, the growth hormones in all the animals' products, the farmed, raised fish and the food pellets that are given to fish for color and for their plumping up. And you know, you and I are not considered tree-hugging, nutty environmentalists and crazies. We're moderate people and we understand, we've seen what happens to people when they fall off the wagon when it comes to simple lifestyle choices. People literally get sick. The body can only fight for so long. And then eventually...
Well, and then you want to layer stress on top of it.
Right.
And I think stress...
And a lack of nutrients in the diet and...
Can be just as big a killer. So you've got all these things that are constantly bombarding you every day. So it makes it much harder to stay healthy in today's environment, I think.
Speaking of vegan and vegetarians, people have been asking for a long time for a plant source omega-3s, and we finally got Nordic just introduced algae omega. We have it on the shelf. It came in just the other day. So it's a brand new product, brand new option for people looking for a plant source of omega-3. And as I've mentioned for the last few years, it doesn't matter, regardless of the marketing and advertising, where your omega-3 comes from. As long as the dose is maintained according to your doctor or your condition, whether you're chewing a bark of some tree or you're eating fish or you're eating krill or you're eating algae, it doesn't matter what the source is. Omega-3, as long as it has DHA and EPA, they're all the same chains of short-chain omega-3 essential fatty acids. And as long as you're getting those, it doesn't matter what the source is. So if you happen to be a vegan or vegetarian, you now have a plant-based or an algae-based rather than a fish or krill based essential fatty acids.
Well, you know, the when you mention this, you look at some of how many different options there are out there for fish oils, because some of them are geared like to ADHD problems, or some of them are geared
for heart or mental depression mood. Yeah.
So there are different levels of the combinations of DHA and EPA, right?
Different concentrations. and different extractions to spike one higher than the other if it's a specific condition that people are dealing with. So DHA is known for attention deficit hyperactivity. It is in all kids' formulas now. It is even in grocery stores. I'm watching advertisements for cereals for children. They're adding DHA into baby cereals sold in grocery stores. So DHA is certainly getting recognition and publicity. Maybe it's a marketing stint by these commercial manufacturers because they understand the need, but it's available now. Then you look at, again, DHA for the brain function, for the eyes, EPA for heart, for cardiovascular, for mood and depression. And then, of course, for the balance, when the person does not have any specific conditions, you want to take a balanced omega-3 supplement. You know, probiotics are huge. This is going to be one of the biggest categories in all the trends. I noticed that drink you had in the refrigerator next to our probiotics, that is flying. Typically, those drinks do not contain sufficient amount of the bacteria, and they're not well protected for the intestine to for the digestive tract to pass through stomach acid into the intestine. But people must be seeing results, because typically consumers are not stupid. If they buy something and it doesn't work, they won't buy it again.
Well, you know,
what is that? That's the Go Live.
It's a lot of prebiotics. Prebiotics.
What are the sources of what's in that liquid drink? Okay,
But it's a prebiotic mainly. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know what a prebiotic, it means it helps your probiotics live and grow. We have different products in the store that are high in the inulin.
Right. Artichoke, for example, contains
and
inulin.
And all those things help with
red palm oil.
The growth of your probiotics. Mm-hmm. One of the fun things that we are getting in is we've had a lot of people ask, they're making their own, of course, their own yogurts and their own kefirs, which we already have in the store. But one of the kefir starters we have is to make coconut kefir that will be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a water-based kefir for people who do not want
different
dairy.
Grains that you guys are getting.
And also like a sourdough starter, kombucha starter, because people come in constantly want to make their own kombucha. So we'll mm-hmm. have all these starters. Oh, and then mozzarella and
starter.
Ricotta kit.
You know, mozzarella may become illegal for sale in the United States because the Italians are telling us we shouldn't be selling mozzarella.
I thought it was the EU.
Well, all the European...
Parmesan,
Munster, feta, they're all telling the United States to cease and desist production of the European-named cheeses because it's a violation of whatever. And I think somebody wants to start a trade war with the United
States. Well, we'll just have to call it something else. Parmesan-like.
Parmesan-like. U.S. Parmesan. Let's see. What else in the new stuff? Oh, NeoCell is coming out. I just wish we could get our stuff in because they always introduce the stuff at the trade show, and then it takes weeks and months to get stuff in. NeoCell has this collagen infusion drink, and NeoCell is the number one company in the country in the area of collagen and what they're doing with various collagens for hair, skin, nails. But this plant infusion should be coming in any day. It's a very tasty drink with significantly higher amounts of what's available on the market now in collagen.
And, but they have their beauty bursts.
They have the bursts. We got those yesterday. They have the tablet collagen with vitamin C.
And if you want to try a sample of the bursts, we have them.
Yep. In chocolate and berry or a fruit punch flavor, chocolate and fruit punch flavor. But collagen was pretty big at the show. A lot of companies are getting into collagen, and I don't mean hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid in pill form was never shown to be absorbed and delivered. It was always in the medical practice delivered as an injection into the skin directly. For wrinkles, HA was a prescription ingredient for years, then it became over-the-counter. But in the old technology, the pills were on the market, never saw any benefits of that. But other forms of collagen, like the type 2 collagen, is getting a lot of publicity. And the companies are claiming, and there is some research there to substantiate, we've seen it even with silica products from Europe, that there are beneficial effects on aging and wrinkles and skin conditions all over. So that's going to be in lots and lots of new stuff after this show that we were at.
Well, collagen's been around for a long time. So is it the same form or a little bit different?
Newer forms that are actually absorbed, and obviously the forms that are no longer necessary to be administered by practitioners were, you know, originally it was the wealthy people able to go in and get an injection of collagen in to plump up your lips or whatever.
Well, that's external.
Correct.
We're talking about internal.
And internally for connective tissue, again, hair, skin, and nails. And NeoCell is coming out with a 10,000 IU biotin, the very first of its kind. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it comes in before the sale so people are exposed to it. And it's in a burst, just like their collagen bursts of that we have on the shelf right now. These are going to be a burst of 10,000 IU biotin for women who have, predominantly women and men, to maybe to some lesser extent, serious issues with their hair, skin, and nails. I mean, that's going to be a great product. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Quick study, and only because we overloaded on garlic last night. We went out for dinner, and my God, they had bazillion pounds of garlic in every
dish.
In every dish we had with friends.
So I said it's a good thing that Bill and I both had it because
we can't smell each other. But,
right,
yeah,
but everybody else is going to smell us.
Right. But
so sorry.
This is a brand new study, and I love these. This design. It's a meta-analysis from Australia. Meta-analysis means that they pick out a whole bunch of individual studies and look at the overall results. 39 garlic trials, a study from University of Adelaide in Australia on the subjects of patients with high cholesterol. Studies measured the changes in total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides when garlic preparations were consumed for more than 2 months every single day. Subjects experienced significant reduction in total cholesterol, 17 milligram per deciliter, LDL cholesterol reduction, 9 milligrams per deciliter. Such improvements, according to the doctors, can be associated with a 38% reduced risk of serious cardiovascular events at 50 years of age. Tolerability of garlic products was high across all studies, suggesting that garlic can be safe alternative to conventional cholesterol-lowering medications for those with slightly high cholesterol. And we, of course, have known that for a long time because Kyolic-aged garlic has incredible studies on garlic for many years. We'll take a quick commercial break. Pay our obscene bills for this radio program. 524-8255. Tim is laughing because he knows it's not obscene. Not in this market. 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of Angelica herb called Sagapro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, Sagapro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. Sagapro was effective, safe, and well-tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions on nocturia, improving your sleep, or general questions on natural medicines and well-being, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announcing this morning a major settlement between the government and Toyota in connection with the sudden acceleration problem.
Today, we can say for certain that Toyota intentionally concealed information and misled the public about the safety issues behind these recalls.
Attorney General Holder says Toyota is paying $1.2 billion part of that settlement. Malaysian authorities say some files in a flight simulator used by the pilot of the missing plane at home had been deleted back in February. Unclear whether those files might shed some new light on the plane's disappearance.
No cause yet for the crash of that TV news chopper in Seattle. Two men died. Vice President Biden warning Russia the U.S. will defend any NATO allies against aggression. Southern California group of teens charged with trashing a mansion, $1 million in damages. Two winning tickets, Mega Millions jackpot, $400 million. One sold in Maryland, the other Florida. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
For today, higher pressure will be leaving our forecast, which means we'll see an increase in cloud cover and winds kicking in from the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures will soar into the mid-40s to lower 50s. For News Talk 97.7 FM, I'm meteorologist Liz Cosgrove.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255, 97.7 FM. Bill and Dasha with you from the Wealth of Health Natural Market, which sponsors and brings you this program every Wednesday morning in our attempt to educate you about nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, 524-8255, again, on the open lines. Let's see, you're going to run out to your killer class in a few minutes. And then complain for the next week how sore you are. I don't know why, but it's all right.
You need to do it with me.
You're trying to keep up. You're trying to keep up with the youngsters.
Oh well, you know, I'm not going down without a fight. So there.
Just a few reminders again on the upcoming very busy 10 days. If you are listening to this program this morning and happen to be our customer and or you are a Facebook fan, our semi-annual sale starts Monday, the 24th. But if you're listening and or a Facebook fan, you can come in and get the early discounts, everything from 5% all the way up to 20% on everyday low prices that we have on the shelves every day already, varying by departments and what things are. Just mention to our cashiers because those discounts are not programmed into the system. So find Liz or Carolyn or one of our other managers. Tell them you heard about it on the radio or Facebook, I believe is already posted, and take advantage of those discounts. This Saturday, Susan Bell, author, our local author who lives in Rexburg, one of the best-selling gluten-free cookbooks, in its second revision, will be signing at the store from 1 to 2. So if you are gluten-free or trying to go gluten-free, if you're maybe trying to figure out if gluten is causing issues in your health, Susan can give you a lot of inside information, as well as, of course, Dasha can, and I can to a smaller extent because I am not gluten-free. But her book is excellent, full of recipes, and it's actually it's specifically a recipe book for gluten-free this Saturday from 1 to 2 at the store. And then all of next week events, on Tuesday we'll have samples and demos, Friday, Saturday.
And I was going to just say, in addition to the big sale, if you are part of our loyalty program, you'll get additional savings.
You earn points for every purchase with the exception of few things like eggs and meats and dairy products, which give us absolutely no margins. All of that goes towards your future purchases. And
yeah, you get a lot of loyalty dollars on top of it. So.
And every day, you know, a customer pays and we tell them, you have $20 available. Would you like to spend it? And they go, well, yeah, because I may be dead tomorrow. Of course I want to spend it.
Some people say that.
I know. Some people say that. And some people say, no, I'll save it for a later time. But a lot of people just joke. It's a standard joke. I may be dead tomorrow. I better spend it today. Talking about omega-3s with the clinical trials, this is, again, amazing to me on omega-3s and fatty acids. Published in the journal Neurology, which is a peer-reviewed journal that should be read, probably, hopefully, is read by neurologists and neurosurgeons. The research suggests that higher consumption of omega-3 fatty acids provides greater protection against diseases such as Alzheimer's, University of South Dakota in Sioux Falls, and one of the diagnostic labs in Richmond, Virginia, tested the omega-3 fatty acids, including DHA levels in red blood cells in 1,100 women who were part of the Women's Health Initiative Memory Study. The measured brain volume with MRI scans 8 years later, when the women were about 78 years of age. Those who had the twice as high levels of fatty acids, 7.5% versus 3.5%, had 1% larger brain volume, which is equivalent to about 2 inches in the size of the brain. Now, when you think about the size of the brain, 1% or 2 inches is a significant increase in the brain size. So according to the doctors, these higher levels of fatty acids can be achieved through diet, use of supplements, and the results suggest that the effect on brain volume is the equivalent of delaying the normal loss of brain cells that comes with aging by about 2 years. So you may sit there and go, well, what's 2 years aging? I mean, probably not significant. If you're 70 and then 78 at the end of the study, 2 years of clear memory versus 2 years of living in a fog, I bet you is pretty significant to those people. So 1,100 women, significant improvement in memory and probably delaying the onset of conditions like Alzheimer's and dementia, increase in the brain volume, increase in the physical measurement of the brain. Not only did the high levels of fatty acids correlate with higher brain volume overall, the subjects with higher levels of omega-3s also had a larger volume in hippocampus area, which is the brain's key memory center. In Alzheimer's disease, hippocampus begins to shrink even before symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia ever appear. I think that's pretty significant.
It is.
Keep taking your omega-3s, keep eating fish, develop a palate for sardines, salmon, halibut,
and
tuna.
If you don't like any kind of fish, you better get your supplements
in, and certainly Nordic Naturals. I looked at some fascinating clinical trials that Nordic did on levels in the bloodstream and absorption at the trade show. They had a presentation, and Nordic... Not only does Nordic own about 50% of the market in the U.S. and worldwide on omega-3, but Nordic delivery, because it's the way they process with the fats, with the cholesterol in that fish oil, the delivery of omega-3 tenfold comparing to the next leading brands, who are still good brands. They had Carlson on the list. They had Nature's Way, Faisal. But in relation to who owns the market, Nordic is right up there. When you look at the clinical trials published in the world, 80% of research is conducted on the raw material done by Nordic. So best brand, hands down, would never, ever hesitate recommending it. All right, you're ready to run to your class? Okay, wave goodbye.
Have a great day.
And you'll see people at the store probably. Are you demoing anything or sampling like...
Today?
Today?
No, not today.
No plans.
Next week,
this weekend too, right? Maybe? No?
Next weekend, we will be demoing every single day something. From anything from cheeses. We're going to go back to protein shakes.
Do you have smoked salmon on
yes,
the list?
Yes, salmon. Okay. I mean, just something every day.
Yeah, come in and check out some of the stuff that you may consider... as gross health foods, no longer. Those days of cardboard are gone. Really, the stuff that's available now is just incredible. And again, next Friday and Saturday, Stephen Harry's Coffee, Mom's Gluten Free, Dave from Nature's Way and Enzymatic Therapy with his popcorn machine and coconut oil, popcorn and coconut oil, which is amazing taste, and so much more. Hard to list everything that's going to be sampled during our sale next week. 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Moving on with the studies. Vitamin D increases breast cancer survival rate. University of California, San Diego, published in the Journal of March issue, Journal of Anti-Cancer Research. Breast cancer patients with high levels of vitamin D in their blood are twice likely to survive the disease, this breast cancer, as women with low levels of vitamin D, according to doctors at University of California, San Diego. Numerous previous research existed out there, this particular research was prompted by some of the previous studies. The question that the doctors asked whether there is a relationship between 25-hydroxyvitamin D, which is a metabolite produced in the body from ingestion of vitamin D, and breast cancer survival rates. Doctors performed statistical analysis of five clinical trials of 25-hydroxyvitamin D obtained at the time of patient diagnosis and their follow-up for 9 years. Combined, the studies included 4,400 breast cancer patients. That's a huge number of people, women, in this combination of studies. Vitamin D increased communication between cells by switching on a protein that blocks aggressive cell division, which, as we know, is the problem with cancer cells. As long as vitamin D receptors are present, tumor growth is prevented. Women with high serum level of vitamin D group had an average level of 30 nanograms per milliliter, comparing to 17 in a low group. The average level in breast cancer women in the United States is 17, very low. And in this particular study, you see doctors considered 30 to be normal. I tell people 40 is normal. So if you're at a level of 40, the benefits just start adding up significantly. The study has implications for including vitamin D as an adjunct conventional treatment to conventional treatment in breast cancer therapy, according to the doctors at UC San Diego, Associate Professor Dr. Hoflich, Dr. Garland, Department of Medicine, UC San Diego. I think that vitamin D is one of the most important nutrients you can take, particularly considering the fact that we do not get the sunshine and a conversion from the sun rays to vitamin D living in this climate. And any further north you go, the problem escalates. You get down lower latitudes towards California, of course, in Texas, where the sun is prevalent, in Florida and the Caribbean. They don't have the problem with low levels of vitamin D. They don't have the problem with a lot of the conditions brought on by vitamin D deficiency. 524-8255, open lines on a Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. This Saturday, just a quick reminder, Susan Bell, best-selling author of the gluten-free cookbook. Our local Rexburg lady, lives in Rexburg, will be at the store at the Wealth of Health Natural Market this Saturday between 1 and 2, signing her second revision of the book and answering your questions. Great opportunity if you are gluten-free, if you're looking at possibly changing your lifestyle. Maybe you suspect that gluten is creating problems. She's a great resource of information on gluten-free. And we at the Wealth of Health are the best source for gluten-free products. Hands down, the most selection, including Mom's Gluten-Free, pretty much most of their line. You don't need to drive out miles out of town to get Mom's Gluten-Free products 7 days a week. They're available at the Wealth of Health Natural Market. Our prices are exactly the same as Mom's. That was the agreement we've made. And besides Mom's, many other brands, everything from frozen to mixes to prepared sweets and breads and sauces, because Dasha is gluten-free, and that's why we have so many gluten-free things on the shelf. And now I am so, again, excited about these nutrition bars that are high protein, and many of them are gluten-free, particularly from the Nugo company and a few others. Taste excellent, everything from 300 to 400 calories for the growing teenagers and kids or people looking for the higher calories, down to 200 calories for snacks for people watching their caloric intake but needing protein and being gluten-free. We've got some amazing ones, and we'll be tasting some of them. I'm so excited because bars are a very convenient snack rather than the junky chips and crackers and bags of you know, Twinkies and donuts that people bring constantly that are just killing us. New meta-analysis on omega-3 for blood pressure. This is just continuous to pile on. American Journal of Hypertension, peer-reviewed journal read by cardiologists, commissioned by the Global Organization for EPA and DHA, omega-3. Obviously, they do have a little bit of a vested interest, but all they did is they commissioned this research, and the doctors looked at broad range 70 randomized controlled double-blind placebo-controlled trials. Results from this meta-analysis consistent with findings from earlier data, according to the doctors who conducted it. They looked at adult patients who consumed EPA and DHA from either seafood, fortified foods, or dietary supplements. The subjects either normal blood pressure or if they were hypertensive, they were not taking any blood pressure medication. The mean study duration was 70 days with average EPA-DHA dose of just under 4 grams per day combined. The study did not break down DHA-EPA, which means they were given probably a balanced either nutritional intake or a supplement intake. So 3.8, just under 4. That's usually, you know, one capsule on an average of 500 milligrams. So you're talking about 8 capsules of regular or maybe 4 capsules of like an Ultimate Omega. I believe that's what the dose is off the top of my head that Nordic makes, or maybe a tablespoon of liquid. It doesn't really matter. But the Journal of Hypertension, the benefits were greatest in hypertensive subjects taking this dose. Systolic blood pressure dropped, diastolic blood pressure dropped. Even when the low dose was given on the omega-3, the blood pressure dropped slightly less, but still dropped about 3 percentage points comparing to the starting measurements. Doctors, again, concluded that omega-3, and we've just talked about it a few minutes earlier, together with garlic, should be included in standard treatment, particularly when people do not want to take prescription drugs, when their levels are not significantly higher. There are natural remedies that will address these issues just as effectively without the side effects, without significant prescription cost, but mainly it's the side effects that that do that. One more fish oil study. This one, not a fish oil, but the algae DHA, actually. And this is the one that I was waiting and hoping for somebody to come out with an algae omega-3. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, Nordic just launched their algae-based. We have it on the shelf already. Long-chain omega-3s, DHA in particular, were associated with 7 fewer waking episodes and longer sleep duration, 1 hour or more sleep per night in kids. These were children, according to the new study conducted at the University of Oxford in UK. Additionally, higher blood levels of DHA related to better sleep among children based on parent-rated observations. The paper was titled Fatty Acids and Sleep in UK Children, published in the Journal of Sleep Research. Intervention trial, randomized placebo control, explored 16-week supplementation of 600 milligrams of DHA from algae per day versus a placebo of corn or soybean oil. Improved sleep in 362 kids ages 7 to 9 recruited from the mainstream schools in Oxfordshire, UK, who were underperforming in reading. Additionally, the lead investigators assessed sleep patterns objectively in the random subgroup of 43 children by actigraphy, which is a non-invasive method of monitoring rest and activity cycles, and via sleep diaries completed by the children's parents. The following variables were measured: sleep onset, sleep duration, minutes awake between sleep onset and offset, and on and on and on, all kinds of measuring points. The trial showed significant effect on numerous sleep measurements as reported by the parents' questionnaire and as reported by the test data. Algae DHA supplementation led to an average of 7 fewer wake episodes and 1 hour more sleep per night in this subgroup of kids given algae omega-3 long fatty chain acid DHA. Significantly important. I mean, this is huge because if you're dealing with waking kids, your sleep is affected, then you're tired in the morning. It's affecting your performance at work, or if you're going to college, for example, in the evening, it's going to affect your performance. It's going to affect the kids' performance in school if they're not getting sleep. News all over the mainstream channels yesterday and day before, lack of sleep, and everything that's associated from weight gain to depression to suicidal thoughts. If you're not getting sufficient amount of sleep, which is ranging from 6.5 to 7.5 hours per night. So if you're waking up and you're not in the deep REM sleep, your quality of life is definitely being affected. I would say that if there is a remedy besides the traditional sleep remedies like melatonin or valerian root or a combination in the sleep formula, giving kids, and in this case, 7 to 9 years of age, a DHA supplement, whether it's fish oil or algae, I'm not sure if there is a significance, but in this particular study, algae was used as a source of DHA, and it's the same brand that Nordic actually just introduced. I would say that it's worth a trial to see if you can get your kids to sleep more sound, and with less waking, and then kind of determine what their reaction or performance is following that improved sleep in school or at work. Certainly worth a trial. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, we're almost out of time. Just a quick reminder, again, this Saturday, Susan Bell, author of one of the best gluten-free cookbooks on the market, will be at the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue, signing from 1 to 2 o'clock. And then all of next week, our semi-annual sale, which you've waited for a long time, as a matter of fact, since last fall, starts. If you listen to this radio program and you are also a fan on Facebook, you will see a posting today on the fact that you can take advantage of the sale discounts in advance of the Monday's start. The sale is, like I said, long-awaited, great discounts on everything in a store with just a very few exceptions. But all of next week, from samples, demos every single day of the week, we will have Steve and Harry doing their coffees on Friday and Saturday of next week. Mom's Gluten Free will be doing their great desserts probably next Friday and Saturday from 11 to 6, almost all day long. We'll have Dave from Nature's Way, who comes every time to support us, doing coconut oil-based popcorn in his machine. Stephanie from Nutraceutical will be making a great power drink recipe that Rosalind Rogers talked about when she did a lecture here in Idaho Falls. We hope to see you starting probably later today and throughout next week. Take advantage of the sale prices, because there won't be a next one until fall, unless Dasha overrides me on this and creates another one of these sales. Have a great week, and we will hopefully see you at the store and talk to you next Wednesday.
Hi, this
is Bill from the Wealth of Health Nutrition Center. A new double-blind placebo-controlled study from the UK National Institutes for Health studied 100 people with documented acute upper respiratory infection and found that Nature's Way Umka was significantly more effective than a placebo. Patients were given 60 drops of Umka or a placebo 3 times a day for 22 days. At day 7, symptom severity was cut in half in the Umka group. Most significantly, duration of inability to work was also cut in half from 16 days in a placebo group to 8 days in the Umka group. Doctors concluded that Umka was well tolerated and superior in efficacy compared to a placebo in the treatment of acute bacterial upper respiratory infections. Umka is a leading cough and cold medicine in Germany, being outsold only by aspirin. Umka is also a registered drug in many countries around the world. If you have any questions about using Umka for common cold and upper respiratory infections, stop by the Wealth of Health Nutrition Center on the corner of